love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Or not.
Anderson. Come on, Anderson.
Stryker.
Yeah. Stryker. What's going on over there? All right, welcome to Loveline. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. Filling in for Adam Kroll, I'm Stryker, and Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Dr. Drizzy, my last night with you.
I know.
I'm
falling in love. This is going to be bad.
We had fun, man. Yeah. Three nights in a row, and I'm excited for my last night here, at least for the time being. Papa Roach, two-fourths of them hanging out.
What's going down?
Jacoby and Jerry, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Fabulous. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Yesterday was a very large day in your lives.
Yes, it was. Our album came out yesterday.
Getting Away with Murder.
Yes, in stores now. Buy it. Steal it.
They were just on my little radio show just in L.A., and we're going to reiterate or say
but
what
I'm
we just
thinking,
said.
He what? Better say something about his upcoming delivery.
Oh, that, I'm sure that's coming.
Because if you put the album ahead of the baby, your wife's going to kill you.
I got to straighten it out.
Yeah.
I'm putting out an album, which is out, and my wife is putting out a baby in the next couple days.
Which is not out, of course.
Which is not out yet. Right. I'm going to go home.
Both are out.
We're going to hopefully hump and induce labor. It's going to be great.
You're going to the labor?
Make
induce
love.
I got it.
I'm sure, Dr. Drew, right? They say, that's one of the things that can induce labor in the last,
sex?
In the ninth month, yeah.
Yeah.
They say there's something in the men's sperm that connects with the orgasm. Come on, get my back.
Just
I'm trying to
yes,
get laid
Drew.
When I go home.
Yes,
man.
Come on. Hook them up,
Drew. It's fine. Enjoy.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it possible
embarrassed when they find a deposit in there when they go reaching around looking for the...
Is it possible the phone may ring and the lady's like, I'm going to Cedars right now or wherever you're going to have the baby?
You know what? I actually had to cancel a trip to... I was supposed to go to... Or the band was supposed to go to Quebec in Canada and do this thing for Music Plus out there, which is a music channel. And we had to cancel because we went to the doctor the other day and they were like, it could be any day, you know? And I was just like... You know, family first. Like, I can mend a relationship with fans that are pissed that we didn't show up, but I can't, miss the birth of my child, so, you know.
So is Jerry, Dave, and Tobin, are they going to be in the delivery room playing so, the baby can come out to Papa Roach?
Yeah, dude. Jerry's going to be in the corner shredding.
Right.
Dave's going to be in there with his sticks tapping it out. You know what I'm saying? Tobin's just going to, phone it in. Via satellite.
Via satellite. Papa Roach is here on Loveline, and, if you haven't seen Papa Roach, A, what's wrong with you? I'm talking about live, because this band gives it more than they have in them every single time I've seen them play. And I was so lucky to see him play at a place called the Roxy, famous Roxy here in L.A. I don't know how many people that holds, but it's small.
It's a banging place. I don't know, 600, 700?
But it feels like 80.
Yeah. It's just, it's tight in there.
What was it like playing, doing your thing on stage, but doing it that where, people could literally get on stage with you?
We did a tour of the States and it was a lot of clubs like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the energy there is just insane. And really, the LA crowd is infamous for being really kind of too cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that place was hopping.
They were going off.
It was.
Yeah.
I was sweating in there. I'm not even in your band. And I was sweating, going crazy.
Yeah. That's how we do. I mean, it's you know, to get in those intimate environments and playing the new songs for the people, and it's going off. It was just a really good tour for us, you know, to get connected with the small clubs again.
Yep. Right, because you've played huge festivals probably in London to, big venues out
here
in the States.
We actually just did a cool gig in London about a week ago.
Yeah.
At this place called The Barfly.
Right.
And it's, 200 people maximum. And we just did it, you know, for this magazine called Kerrang over there has been supporting us. And
Kerrang.
And it's a special gig. You know, come see P. Roach in a real small club. And, you know, we rocked it. And actually, we just got the review from it. We read the review. They gave us 4 out of 5 Ks.
Yeah.
I was stoked, man. I was yeah.
Very good.
Represent. So we've been murdering it live.
You're also a band that takes pride very much in where you guys are from.
Vacaville.
There you go. Right there.
Vacavillains.
Every single time. You guys ready to take calls? Then we'll play. Oh, we're going to play some new Papa Roach, by the way. We'll play two songs tonight, and we'll do that pretty soon. But first, let's talk to Kayla, 15, on Loveline. Well, Papa Roach. What's up, Kayla?
I had this question. I heard from a friend that you can get a vaginal infection by taking a bubble bath, because I take bubble baths, often.
I take bubble baths too.
So they're relaxing.
Have you had a vaginal infection?
You know, I'm working on it.
You're working on one?
I think maybe if you spend more than like 5 hours in a bubble bath, you might get a vaginal infection.
I think you're basically right. Is that the soap can be irritating, but it's not a easy way to get an infection.
How about a wiener infection? Can you get that from a bubble bath?
Again, it's irritating to, you know, lining of, you know, urethra and whatnot, but no.
I have another question.
Yeah?
I've been having these, you know, sexual dreams. I'm just wondering if it means anything.
It means you're a horny baby.
No, it means you're 15. It's fine. It's all good.
I think
perfectly normal, perfectly natural, truly.
All right.
I felt bad like the first time when I was like 15 and I had a wet dream. I woke up, I thought I peed a bed.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, that's not pee.
And then you realize everything was stuck together down there.
So, hey, it's perfectly natural.
You needed
it's
a crowbar to get the boxers off the hair.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get that thing right off there. Beth, 21 on Loveline. What's up?
Not much. I just have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And I also have seen Papa Roach live, so don't worry.
Yeah. What's up, Beth?
I was just wondering, I'm a really sexual person when I'm by myself, but I don't have any desire to, like, go get with anyone else, I guess.
Have you had bad experiences with guys?
No, I haven't really had a whole lot of any experiences.
Are you not ready for what's that?
No, I've had oral sex, and it's not that I don't want to have sexual intercourse. I just don't, like, feel a strong desire to.
You're 21. What's going on, though? You should be right now just,
maybe.
You
know,
peeking.
I know. Yeah. But I masturbate, like, on a daily basis. So I know it's not.
Do you watch yourself in the mirror while you do that?
Why do you ask that? Just for yourself when you go home?
No. Do you masturbate in front of a mirror? Ever?
Do I ever? I have, but I'm not.
So maybe you go out and you find a girl that looks just like you, and it'd be like having sex with yourself, and it'd be okay.
Oh my God.
The ultimate narcissistic experience.
I have an idea for Beth. Beth, why don't you masturbate in front of a guy? Because believe me, we like that very much. No, seriously. And
wait. We got to find out why she has no desire to be with a guy.
Yeah,
because she's nervous.
I took it to the gutter.
21. Are you working extra hard? Are you just not meeting people? What's happening?
Working extra hard? She's on the sledgehammer every day. She can't hang out with a guy.
Well, some people have jobs.
I guess. I don't know.
You what? What's that?
I guess I work full time and I'm a student full time, so I guess. But
what do you do for a job?
What?
Sorry, Drew. What do you do for a job?
I work for a humane society, actually. Like an animal shelter.
Wow, okay. I got it. Every girl's dream. And why don't you make a sort of a priority out of finding somebody? You know what I mean? Sort of figure that into your life a little bit and make a little effort to do it. So you don't, it's one of the things about masturbation, kind of take the winds out of your sail and you can start end up sort of isolating. Just kind of maybe back off on the masturbation and really make a conscious effort to start meeting people and to date a little bit. And if you can't have intimacy and you can't have relationships, that's one thing. But it sounds like you've just sort of not gotten around to it. It's about time you did.
But guys, don't you think if she masturbates this much, the first guy, second guy, 50th guy ain't going to be as good as the 10,000 masturbating sessions that she's had?
I don't know. I like masturbation. I use it quite a bit on the road.
Yeah, as Adam says,
I do
it's
as
good.
Well, but you've slept with people, I assume, since you do have a child.
Dude, check this out. My wife got me this. We had Dave. Dave and Mia had this sex toy party for their bachelor party before they got married. My wife bought me this little pink hand job giver.
Right.
And it's like perfect. I take it on the road and it's
right.
It's just like.
It's shaped in a cylinder.
It doesn't talk back to me.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Do you have to lube it up?
Yeah, of course.
Astroglide or what's
your... Oh, that good stuff.
Are you sponsored by them? Are they going to support a Papa Roach tour, possibly? I wish I'd be on the road with you boys. Lori, you're 17 on Love On.
Yeah, okay, I just was wondering... Okay, me and my ex-boyfriend, we were together for about 2 weeks, and on our one-week anniversary, we had sex. And it was awesome, don't get me wrong.
One-week anniversary?
Yeah.
Good job sticking it out.
Oh, you have no clue.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Oh, we were like, we were...
That 1 week was fighting. They almost ended up on Geraldo. It was just mess.
What do you mean?
Oh, talk about he had me... If I was a guy, I would have had blue balls, okay?
Okay, so had you going. All right.
Yeah.
And then you did it,
oh,
and then
no,
what happened?
Oh, no, you didn't!
And then what happened?
But, we got to talk and everything was, like, moving, like, really fast. And so we ended up splitting up. And I was wondering if y'all had ever had, if y'all had ever, like, jumped into a relationship that quick and had it end.
Yes, many times. After one night, normally, for me, though.
But, and no, too. It happens and it doesn't happen. It doesn't always happen. You know, it's no, I don't think there's a rule on that one.
But don't you think if a girl sleeps with you on the first date, you're kind of thinking, well, she probably did that with all her dates.
No, I think the guys that are going to leave you after they've conquered were planning to do that all along.
Ah. Yeah, it just kind of seems like he was he just wanted to hit it and quit.
He just, well, yeah, once he got where he was going, it was fine, move on.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still talking and everything because, I mean, we didn't, like, just stop talking. I mean, we just, like, really slow down on it. We're just talking now because we never did go through the whole talking process, basically. So,
just, like, if you're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, you got to communicate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, see, we just sort of, like, we put a halt on everything and we're just talking now. Somewhat, well, he's grounded, but yeah.
Let me interpret that for you. You're
he's
yelling
with you.
Yeah, you're yelling at his backside as he's walking away. Look, this guy is on his way out. He's trying to make an escape gently, but he is on his way out. I'm not saying it's a good thing. He's an ass for doing this, but it sounds like that's the direction it's going. I'm not sure I would cling to this guy.
But the 1 week anniversary, I'm still kind of stuck on that. That's huge for a 17-year-old. Good job,
what do you mean,
Lori.
You mean to wait it out a week?
I just got out of a 2.5-year relationship.
Oh, well, maybe you just needed a.
Yeah, this is just you got to learn. You need to learn about these bad guys. It's very arousing for you, but it doesn't end up in a relationship.
God, I love the Arkansas calls. Michael,
you
what's
like
up?
You like the accent?
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Michael.
Yes, Nasreddin. What's up, Michael? You're 18.
I've never had, how can I say this? I've never come off oral sex, but regular sex and masturbation has worked.
For a fact, some guys can come every time from sex and not from oral. There's some guys I know.
Other way around.
Other way around, the opposite. You're just one of those guys.
You're just wired that way. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay, I just didn't know if something was messed up down there or what, but thanks.
No, your wiring is fine. It's all good.
Maybe it's the technique as well, though.
It's good.
Drew, you're going too fast over the BJ's no orgasm here.
You care to stop and talk about it, guys? Gentlemen,
has anyone here ever had that problem?
No.
I'd make it work, man.
I think moves you along a little bit. I'm kind of afraid of what Pop Roach is going to say. You know
No.
Well, moving on here. Moving right along.
That's a good thing, though. That's
good. That's good.
Kobe can take it to the gutter real quick.
Yes. Where are we going? Teresa?
Yeah.
What's up, Teresa? You're 21.
Hi. I had anal sex for the first time yesterday, and afterwards I started to bleed really heavily.
Good times.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Drew, come on.
No, I mean, I don't understand people. I really don't understand. This is surprising. That's not an unlimited. That area does not have a limited capacity.
If you were not bleeding now, was it worth it? Did it feel good?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you tear that area, you give it, you have fistulas and abscesses and fissures. It's a mess.
Fissures?
You get prolapse later on. I've seen just mess.
You've
mess.
Seen it up close?
Yes. People get problems from this.
So even though it was a lot,
unfortunately, Teresa, once you have rectal bleeding, you have to go to the hospital. Well, you have to go to a doctor. If you're a little older, we'd send you to the hospital. But you got to go. Somebody has to look up there and see what the bleeding's from, whether or not you need some sort of surgical repair, whether or not there's a polyp or a tumor or something that just got to activate.
Or gerbil.
Or an internal hemorrhoid or something. Whatever it is, rectal bleeding is pretty much an indication for looking up there. So you got to see a proctologist.
Whose idea was it to go for the anal for the first time, you or him?
Him.
Of course. Is he your boyfriend?
Of course.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been going out?
About 3 months.
Wow. Very nice for him to ask it after 3 months.
Also, for waiting that long?
He's a classy guy.
For waiting that long? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that's
nice.
Unbelievable.
Nice, yes.
Unbelievable. I mean, normally after, like, Burger King, the drive-in, baby, you know, I just spent $12. Let's go
baby,
for the booty.
You know, I want to do things for you, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Reach down and touch your toes. Star, you are 29. What's going on?
I was just wondering, what do you do if you're addicted to sex?
You get treatment for that.
Go to Sex Anonymous.
SA meeting, that's right. It's actually a very destructive and serious form of addiction. Were you addicted to chemical first, or heroin addict or something?
No, like, I just want to, like, be with rock stars, you know, and, like, have sex with, like, famous people.
But you live in Fresno. Who are you going out with? Firemen?
Huh?
Never mind. Who? What famous people and rock stars are in Fresno? I'm sure, you know, I'm sure bands go there, but
California,
I don't know if it's...
in Hollywood. I'm sure that there's, like, really, like, hot guys that, like, you know, that want to have sex.
All right, let's get into this.
I love her voice.
I'm really interested in this. Yeah. What does that do for you, Star? You're 29 years old. You're a grown woman.
On stage. You know,
you
like
have sex.
If you're at a really big concert on stage with a rock star, oh my God, having sex?
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I don't buy this
call. But if you're addicted to sex, I mean, I just need your advice, you know? I mean...
Well, go to the next rock show that comes to town.
Papa Roach will be
Knock
there
on the tour bus.
July 7th.
I have sex with every rock star.
Yeah. Well, what famous rock stars have you slept with?
Well, you know, a few, but I mean, it's like
the Bon Jovi?
So, like, oh my God, you know, like everybody's watching.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a minute.
Yeah.
You just hung up on 6 too, do you?
No, 6 is already empty.
Is it Micah, 15?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're on Papa Roach. Vacaville.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, when you're screwing a girl, like, are you using your fingers right, you know? So do you use one finger, two, or three?
Well, normally the technique is you got to start with one to lube it up, get it moist, and sometimes two is uncomfortable for the girl from what she and they have said to, well, not they, she, once it was they, that was in the 80s, she said to me, and then sometimes it's two, but you got to do it really slowly and certainly. Are you bisexual?
Yeah.
So you're wondering, why? I'm sure you play
are?
With you play with yourself, how does it feel on you?
No, I have rules against that.
You won't touch yourself.
But you'll go with the girls.
No, I don't buy it. We have nothing but bogus calls tonight.
You don't buy it?
Nah. Micah. See, she got
what?
Oh, she's not there. Take it, Drew.
Well, it just, you don't, this doesn't really ring true for us. Are you having sex with people at 15?
Yeah.
Who?
People.
Well, at least it's not animals.
Oh, well, yeah, that's much clearer. Now I'm just painting just a vivid picture of what she's talking about.
No, usually just a couple of my friends.
Females.
Is it more just experimenting? Like, are you sure you're bisexual, or are you just, like, testing the
waters?
Well,
it's kind of thrilling, you know, being with girls, you know, it's kind of just, you know, yeah, experimental, but, you know.
Are you doing drugs or something too, Micah?
Nope.
No drugs. It just all doesn't sound right to me. What's going on in your life? You doing okay at school?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
she doesn't want to talk. What are you going to do?
You didn't give one thing there, Drew.
Listen. All right.
The bisexual
all right,
thing.
Here we
I was
go.
Going to chill for
Micah,
a minute.
Micah, right, here we go. You asked for it.
Oh, great. No, let's move on.
Micah,
move on.
No, we don't
please.
Have another call.
No,
so that's fine. Micah,
no, let's take
Micah,
that one right there.
Micah, were you abused growing up?
What?
Did you have some abuse or something growing up?
No.
Nothing. Nothing happened. You didn't live in any chaos, no violence in the home, anything like that?
No.
And crazy so why uncle. Is thrill so appealing to you? Why is thrilling things? Why is that so
I don't know.
Satisfying?
My dad's kind of religious, and he, like, frowns upon that. So it's kind of, you know, it's a bad
so it's a little bit of rebellion.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely, the baby Jesus is crying now, Mike. What's the plan here? Why do you hate your dad so much?
Guy bully can kiss my ass, so.
See, this is where we're going here.
She that's hates what, her dad. Her
why do you hate your dad so much?
Crazy.
I don't know.
Micah, we don't know you. The only way we're going to get to know you is if you answer a couple questions. If you don't want to answer them, you can go ahead and take off right now. That's fine, my dear. It's all right. But if we're going to get to something with you, which Frank Clark told you is going to be impossible.
I know. I'm in no mood to scream tonight, anyone. Not
it's
that
not
I do
screaming. It's not screaming.
No,
it's
getting
this,
out of her.
Yeah, this is cracking, you know.
Cracking skulls.
Cracking safes here.
Who cares? That's what I'm talking about. Hit her. There we go.
Right, Micah's got some real, very serious issues.
Yeah, she didn't want to get
not,
into it.
And we're not going to get anywhere with her. Just she is angry and she is...
She that's wants to get fingered.
Yes.
Something's going on.
That's it.
Is it the one, two, or the three, or possibly a fist these days?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're married. Jerry?
Can't help you.
Can't help me. No.
Can't help you. I've right. never been there.
All right, I have seen a couple of movies, though, so that'll help me. Should we talk to Lauren real quick?
Sure.
All right, Lauren, what's up? You're 13 on Love Line.
Oh, my God, I'm on Love Line?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, you guys, like, kick, and I'm, like, really, whoa, okay. Well, first, can I ask, like, a question, just, like, a stupid one before
sure.
I get to my real one?
Go right ahead.
Okay, like, I live in Oklahoma, and I was wondering, like, do they, for Loveline shows, because mine come on at 10 o'clock at night, and so do they, like, tape them before or something?
Yes, you're hearing last night's.
Okay. Okay, well, my real question is, like, I am overweight, and I'm, like, scared about it.
How much do you weigh, and how tall are you?
I am 5'2", and I weigh 160.
I know what Corolla would say. I don't want to steal his shtick, but he'd say, in radio terms, that's 5 feet, 180.
Are people overweight in your family?
Well, I don't know my real dad, but so I don't know about him, but my mom is kind of, not much, though.
Your biological mother?
Yeah.
Are you eating like a horse? Are you eating Twinkies, Ding Dongs, the exercise? Or is it just, do you think, you're just big because you're big?
Well, I'm slightly, I'm like large-boned, but I am... I'm not lying, but like...
Is the food and the weight serving some defensive role for you? Do you eat?
Yeah, I'm an emotional eater, and
right.
I have been having some troubles for the last 2 years. And
okay. So, you, Lauren, you're 13. You're extremely insightful. You know what's going on. You realize it's a problem. You have a sense of where it's from. Time to go ahead and move out of that contemplative phase and into action.
I know, but like last year at school, I quit eating and I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. And
yeah, but that's the flip side of the same problem. That's going from too much
extremes.
Going from indulgence to deprivation, and that is the beginning of an eating disorder. You gotta find. I think, Lauren, you'd be best served by getting some therapy, preferably someone who deals with eating food issues, and getting on a balanced diet with a dietitian and getting a good workout program going. It sounds very unexciting and very ungratifying. That's how this is going to get better over the long term.
Maybe get involved in sports or something at school.
Good idea.
Or walk to somewhere. Did anyone see, I think it was Maury yesterday, Maury Povich show?
Mm-hmm.
They had the. They always have this topic
fat
on there.
Fat baby thing?
Yes.
That is creepy.
They send these two-year-olds out with no shirt on, and they waddle out. Two years old, he weighed 140.
They're like, what? I'm feeding him 14 cheeseburgers a day and fries, and I don't know why he's fat.
Yeah.
You're like, well, maybe because he's eating cheeseburgers and Whoppers and fries and Twinkies.
They're two.
It's ridiculous.
They're like 140 pounds.
No way.
I swear
to God. It's insane.
It is.
I've seen the shows he's talking about. Even if they're 4 years old, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, it's creepy.
But that's got to be some genetic,
it's just like.
Problem. Yeah.
Well, the mom every time probably weighs normally average of like 300 pounds,
right?
Yeah,
3 to 4.
Yeah, 3 to 4 bills.
And just feeds the S out of the kid. All right, we're going to take a break here. Papa Roach is here hanging out. We're going to play a song when we come back. They got a new CD out. Came out yesterday, Getting Away with Murder. You can speak to the guys calling up Loveline. It's 1-800-LOVE-191, and we'll be back after this. All right, we are back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla. He's coming back tomorrow. He's been Fia Sheen. I'm sure he caught a tuna. Dr. Drew is here. Jacoby from Papa Roach.
I suddenly got a wave of dread.
What if that he's coming back?
Maybe
he's going to smell like the tuna, if you know what I mean.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Jerry and Jacoby are here from Papa Roach. The new CD came out yesterday. I don't know if you guys remember, and I probably have one of very few. I have a gold record.
Yeah.
From your first CD.
Sweet.
Yeah, and that thing ended up selling well over 3 million.
Yeah, that was
in the
like
States.
5, almost 6 worldwide.
Wow. Congratulations on everything. But I remember when Last Resort came out, like I was on it way before, so early, and I know somehow it got to you that like I was backing it and I like loved it so much.
Yeah, we came down to your show like days ago.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, yep. 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been quite
like
a while.
And you brought the plaque with you, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was at the old K-Rock building.
Exactly.
I come here, I'm all, where are we going? I thought our record rep was taking us to some dark alley to stab us to death or something. But we ended up at K-Rock.
Yeah, I still have that thing on my wall, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah,
cool, man.
Papa Roach came out yesterday, as I said, Getting Away with Murder. How about we play the song and then talk about like Howard Benson, talk about the rest of the record,
talk about touring
and all this stuff. So here we go. This is Papa Roach on Loveline with the song Getting Away with Murder. Hit it.
Somewhere beyond happiness.
Getting Away with Murder. That's your band.
You like that, huh?
Papa Roach, I like it.
It's good, yeah. We like it very much. It's good rock and roll.
Came out yesterday. First off, okay, Howard Benson, who I saw at your show at the Roxy, he was wearing, yep, I think, a football jersey.
Yes. And a pair of sweats.
Yeah, and a pair of sweats.
Sweaty!
It was like George Costanza meets some guy that has no house.
You know, it's like, you know, it's always weird because, like, when we were going to do a record with Brendan O'Brien,
mm-hmm,
like, we didn't know what he looked like. We always knew what his record sounded like. And
they kill.
And,
like,
then,
awesome,
and, then, and then you meet him in person, and you're like, I didn't imagine that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and, like, Howard Benson, this big old huge rock sound on all of his records, and then we meet him, and he's just this kind of tall, geeky guy. But he kicks ass.
He gets the
studio
job done, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
He was great to work with.
What about doing this record? How many songs did you have written? Give me the quick process of how it all went down for you.
Well,
guys,
it started last April.
Yeah.
We had about 5-6 songs written from the road. Then we started writing and recording at home. And we had about 30 demos recorded by the time we got into the studio. And then, mm-hmm, we picked 17 of those to record on the record. Then we picked 12 of those for the record. So.
Cool.
It was cool because before we got with Howard, you know, got met with producers, we had like a pretty solid vision of where the band was headed and what direction we were going in. So it was really a matter of getting the right producer that understood the direction of the band and, you know, could hone in, you know, the creativeness and, you know, just be part of it instead of coming in and just like totally changing it. And Howard, you know, pushed me to my limits vocally, you know. It was a good experience.
Good. I guess that's why you need a producer sometimes to get on your ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's like we were motivated and we had the creativity flowing. It's just always cool to kind of have an outside force, you know, being part of it, you know, and it just worked out well. I mean, there was moments where I was ready to stab him in the neck.
Yeah.
But, you know, we worked through it.
Good.
I love him. Howard, if you're listening.
And Howard, sorry about the sweat. And the
sweaty
in the comment. All right, let's take some more calls here with Papa Roach on Loveline. Allie, you're 18. What's going on?
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm 18. When I have sex, it feels like I'm too small.
Are you a midget?
No, not a midget. I'm average size. I'm 5'2", so I'm short, but not a midget.
Is it with the same guy each time you have this experience?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's big.
How many times have you tried this?
Probably 9 or 10 times.
Are you ready to have sex?
Yeah, I've had sex before this guy.
But with this guy, you have this problem.
Yeah, and he's not incredibly big. Like, I've had sex with somebody bigger than he is.
Maybe he's, like, the first guy that's come along that you have an emotional tie to that you're actually digging, and maybe you're just getting a little nervous with it, and maybe you're tightening yourself up. Could that be it? Do you dig this guy more than others? Are you into him?
Well, yeah, like, I am, but, no, it feels like it hurts, but not, like, hurts, you know?
Yeah, by the way, don't mention to him about the bigger guy coming before him, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Literally.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus, we won't tell him about that.
I'm a little confused. You're not nervous, and you don't feel like you're contracting muscularly, all right?
No, I don't feel like I'm contracting anything.
Have you had a pelvic exam recently?
Yeah, and everything checked out just fine, because that's what it freaked
and the
me
pain,
out.
And the pain is at the moment of penetration, right? That's when the pain
occurs? No, it's once he's, like, all the way in.
And where does it hurt then?
On her ear.
Does it hurt deep up inside or at the vaginal opening kind of thing?
It's inside. It's like
inside it hurts. Okay.
Yeah, like it's hitting the back. Like I'm not big enough.
All right. So, so why don't you tell him to calm down a little bit and not go in so
deep?
Yeah, dude,
just don't drop it so deep, homie.
Because it feels good, but it feels good, but I can't take it.
It hurts.
Allie, what if you were twice as big and he was pushing so hard it hurt you back there? Wouldn't you tell him to kind of lay off a little bit?
I tell him to lay off, you know.
All right, well, let's assume, pretend, it'll make him feel good, believe me. Just pretend that's the case, that it's just too long and it hurts when he gets in deep.
It's too long.
And obviously you've been checked for endometriosis and infection in the tubes and ovarian cysts and the things that really can be wrong that can cause pain with deep penetration. But the fact is, it's just something about the behavior you guys have established. You need to, we actually at one point in Loveline, the TV show, invented the love grommet.
The
guy would just slip it over here. It's penis. Like, look like one of those those weights that batter. You know, the people.
Oh, yeah. Donut.
Donut. Wait, slip it over so you can't go in too deep.
That's
okay?
A great idea. Did you market that thing?
We should have.
Oh man. Plus, also, you know, I like when a girl gives me instructions.
I need that thing.
Yes.
Right. We all do, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Men really want to be told what to do. They're fine with that.
And if she ever says to me, which hopefully one day in my life will happen, probably not. You know, strike up. You're just going too deep in me. Can you pull it out a little? I'd stop right there and buy myself a trophy.
Audrey, 21.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Howdy.
That's what we're wondering.
All right. I was recently diagnosed with bacterial vaginosis. Mm-hmm. It's been ongoing for a couple months. And before this happened, my boyfriend and I had, like, a really great sex life. It was cool. And since this has happened, like, we've been taking it easy, you know, trying to, like, let myself recover from this and treat it normally.
Wait. It takes about 2 days to recover from this.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting to. It's like, it goes away, and then we think everything's cool, and we have sex again, and it comes back. And I've been going to my doctor about it, and she says, like, everything tests out fine. But it's like, really hampering on my sex drive. Like, I've just noticed it. I just have no desire whatsoever to have sex at all. And I shouldn't feel like that at 21, and it sucks.
Is he been treated?
Yeah, he has. Like, he's gone to the doctor, too, and everything's fine with him.
Yeah, but are you seeing a gynecologist?
Yeah.
Have they ever suggested he take some antibiotics?
She did mention, I had an appointment with her yesterday. She did mention it, and he has an appointment scheduled. So.
All right, so that would be one possibility.
It's the Z-Pack. That's all you need
You guys aren't doing any anal stuff, are you?
It cures
No.
Using condoms or anything like that?
Yeah, we use condoms, and I'm on the pill. And
is there anything else that's being introduced other than a condom that might carry some bacteria?
No, we've been together for over a year, and I don't mean another person.
I mean,
we're rather routine, but yeah.
Okay, rather routine. And why is the vaginosis, which is, basically no woman escapes.
So what is that?
Vaginal infection with bacteria.
Okay.
Like a yeast infection. That's one of the more common causes. And sort of no woman escapes getting some sort of vaginosis.
Right.
The bacterial vaginosis is very common. Why has this been so overwhelming to you?
It's just, it's really killing my sex life.
Why?
Like once,
that's the question. Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm associating it with the fact that when we do have sex, it hurts, and so maybe I have an aversion to it now. I don't know.
And what is the nature of the pain you get when you have sex?
It just starts to hurt. It's like it almost feels like I'm overly tense. Maybe I'm nervous about it. Maybe I'm self-conscious.
But that has nothing to do with the vaginosis itself.
That's not due to cause pain or anything with it?
No.
Okay.
Not typically, not at all. And who cares? You have a little bacteria overgrowing. It usually just creates a funny smell or a discharge, but that's it. It can be some irritation sometimes.
Yeah.
That goes away immediately. It goes away very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's...
So there's something else going on here. Do you have an abuse history or something? That sort of this.
No, not at all. Like, I came from a fairly normal family.
Okay, no, that's all fine. And then, could there be something else? You want a new birth control pill?
No, I've been on the same pill since I was 18.
Because you wonder if there's maybe a dryness problem or something else that's causing irritation other than you're blaming it on the vaginosis, which, in fact, that's not what's causing your problem. You have to really examine more carefully what your symptoms are and take that back to your doctor, really explicitly detailing what the symptoms are, because I think you'll find it's not the vaginosis. It may be vaginismus, some sort of vaginal spasm of the musculature.
Wait, hold on.
Vaginismus?
Is there anything I can do for Papa Roach that you name your next album? It's not vaginosis, it's vaginismus.
Vaginismus.
Please call the next record that.
That's actually going to be the name of the next tour we're going to do. It's the Vaginismus Tour.
And just have two legs going sideways with you can tell a scent is coming out from the middle of the legs.
And there are other sources of, there's something called vulvodynia, if you want to add
another. That's going to be the continuation. That's going to be the European tour. Vulvodynia.
And that's about 20% of the time, that is unexplained. People can't figure out what's causing it. It's a common cause of discomfort. And interestingly, that tends to respond to antidepressant medicines.
Really?
That's why I asked about the sort of abuse history, because that sort of goes down that path. So.
One thing you asked her, and this is something, if a girl has something like that, if the guy takes it always, shouldn't the guy be on the same thing at the same time if it's anything possibly sexually related?
Right? So if some bacteria, they're passing back and forth, absolutely.
You just get on it together.
There's
and then,
playing, like,
then you
tag.
Or maybe it's on his hands.
Tag, you're it.
Maybe it's the kind of condom they're using, or it's on his hands, or they've got to really sort of look at things very carefully, but that's not
hands,
the source
yes.
of her problem.
I have vaginosis on my palm.
That's not why she's having the problem. She's having so.
All right, let's talk to Kelly.
No, let's take a break.
Really?
You can. Let's tease her call. Let's tease
your show.
My wife's name is Kelly. That might be her calling me home for the baby.
Well, let's see what Kelly has
Mission
to say.
Mission Viejo 29.
Oh no, that's not my wife.
Okay.
What's up, Kelly?
Hi.
She just had the baby.
Oh, I missed it.
What's up, Kelly?
I've got two questions for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a previous caller, and she was talking about how she was bleeding from anal sex.
Yeah.
And I want to know from Dr. Drew if that in and of itself is bad, if anal sex is, if you're careful with it, and if you're in a monogamous relationship, and if you don't do anything to irritate or tear or do anything like that.
Well, putting anything in your anus will cause all of the above. Now, not necessarily, but you're putting yourself in the risk of that. But we're going to take a little break.
Right.
We're going to revisit this subject.
I already know if the guy's hung like a tree trunk, stay away from the butt.
Well, make love to the butthole.
Make love, yes.
Get that on a loop.
All right.
Uncle Dirt.
All right, cool. You're going to be on the forever now. All right, we're going to talk to Kelly some more in a minute. Also, P. Roach is here, Jacoby and Jerry, and I'm Stryker for Adam and Dr. Drew, and more Loveline after this. Back on Loveline, I'm Stryker filling in for my main man Mayonnaise, Adam Carolla, who's coming back tomorrow. Dr. Drew, 1-800-LOVE-191. My last night with you, I'm very. It's been amazing
as usual.
You're the best
with you.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right, Jacoby is here and Jerry from Papa Roach. Actually, Jacoby's in the bathroom, and if you can hear me in there, is it number one or is it number two? His mic's in there.
It'll be about 17 seconds away.
Hold on, let's hear him.
Oh, man.
Does he know he's on?
Oh.
Call me.
Come on, I'm going to start peeing. All right.
Turn off the mic in there. Wait, hold on. I want to ask Jerry a question.
All right, good.
Do you know if you have a song, you may, in a game called Burnout 3 that's coming out?
I don't think so. No, we do have songs on video games coming out. But,
tons, right? A few?
We have one on Gran Turismo 4.
Okay.
And EA Sports NHL.
Right.
And Mech Assault 2.
You guys like doing that, getting involved in video games and having songs on
it's,
there?
It's just like, you know, exposure.
Yeah.
Because a game like Gran Turismo, you know, that series is built in like 6 million
it's
fans
huge.
Already, so it's like, you know, they want. I think they're gonna have like two or three songs on there, so it's like
cool.
good for us.
That's good. All right, Papa Roach's new record came out yesterday. We're going to take some more calls here. And we were talking to Kelly a second ago. She wants to know about anal sex. Is it safe? Should she be careful? She was asking Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Kelly.
Drew said, don't be hung like a tree trunk. Take
well,
a
no, I said that it's you can cause damage to that area doing things to it it wasn't designed to have done to it. Is that necessarily going to happen? No, it's not necessarily going to happen. If you want to do that, that's up to you. But it, you know, right. There's some risk in that.
My second question is for you again, Dr. Drew. I want to know, do you think homosexuality is nature or nurture?
I think as with every human behavior, there's both. And there's more or less component of one or the other in given individuals. Whether it's alcoholism or depression or schizophrenia or personality disorders, there are resiliency factors, biological factors, environmental factors that come to bear to create these specific human behaviors.
Okay.
And on our callers, we tend to talk to trauma survivors on this show. And so one of the ways that people become ambivalent or confused about their sexual orientation is trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that always the case? Absolutely not. There's some people that have more of a biological component than that.
Right.
Are you interested in having the anal sex, Kelly? Or is your boyfriend?
We did just kind of once. We kind of tried and like we're just careful, but open to it, tried it, kind of wasn't working, just kind of experimenting with it.
Because if you're into anything in that region, a nice tongue can do the trick. Probably way better than inserting the man's penis.
Oh, Stryker. Sir Walter Raleigh coming up with a very, very classy and nice suggestions.
No, but I'm being 100% serious.
You aren't going to cause the problems I've been talking about.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And the tongue, I swear, it's one time at band camp, okay. This girl.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, P,
he hates when I tell true stories. Unbelievable, right? Jerry?
Can't help you.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Come on, Jerry. Come on, get my back. Drew, you've had it done, right? Drew, please, tell me you have. Come on. Late at night, your triplets
Maddie,
are sleeping.
23.
Your lady is like, you're my doctor, doctor. I'm going to do things to you with this surgical mask on, Dr. Drew. All right, fine. Maddie. I've made Drew uncomfortable, Maddie. You're 23. What's going on?
Well, the thing is I'm a security officer, and ever since I became one, my boyfriend has had this freakish fetish for me to use my utility gear on him.
What the hell does that mean?
Basically, I carry things like handcuffs, an ass, pepper spray. Well, he didn't like pepper spray, right?
Ass pepper spray? What?
It's an ass, which is basically a baton that retracts and extends.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when we're having sex, the only way for him to have any erection is if I place that in his ass.
Come on. A nightstick?
What?
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
I mean, biologically, it doesn't.
No.
I don't either. That's why I'm calling. I mean,
no, he can't. He can't. Here's why you screwed up the call, Maddie. When your boyfriend put you up to this, you're supposed to say he can't orgasm without it in his ass. Not being able to have an erection with it does not make any sense.
He'll get an erection from the wind blowing.
That's right.
No.
And
I'm
certainly
saying,
putting something in his rear is not going to... No.
Yo, did you hear yourself going to the bathroom?
She switched her call now because the boyfriend's going, no, right, you know. No, when he come, for him to come, he needs it in his...
Oh, see, I get erection, and I don't know much about sex because I started when I was 20. I mean, because I did the whole wait till you're supposed to be married thing, but that didn't work for me. I just got curious about it.
Very clearly it didn't.
I know. See, I'm like a virgin to it still. I don't understand a whole lot about it.
You don't know the difference between ejaculation and erection?
Come on. You're 23.
I know. That's the thing.
Is English not your primary language?
No, it is. I mean, it's just I don't understand it. Why?
Yeah, why would you confuse the two words? That's why we don't believe the call, Maddie. You're fighting hard. You're fighting hard, so we'll stay with you. So what's your question?
I mean, I just don't know if he needs counseling or if we both need to go to counseling. I don't understand.
Hold on, Maddie. Jacoby, the only way her boyfriend can supposedly have an orgasm is if she uses her nightstick, because she's a security guard, and uses it in his butt.
Oh, well, prostate stimulation. He's into it.
Right.
Which most guys are not.
I mean, you know, a finger in the butt ain't going to kill you.
What about a tongue there?
A tongue in the butt ain't going to kill
you. We only have 10 seconds. I have 10 seconds. But here's the deal. If he needs, there are people, listen, that's why there are those crazy devices that people put things in
butt
those
plug.
Places. Yeah, whatever. And yeah, I wouldn't suggest you use the nightstick. You may want to go to visit an adult store and find something else. And that's just him.
Maybe the pepper spray next
time. I don't think you need to see counseling. I don't think you have to freak out about it. It's a little peculiar, and I wouldn't trust this guy. But be that as it may, it's all right.
It's like the movie Old School when the guy comes home in the beginning and the girl's like standing there, like, oh, you're into this porn thing. I could really get into this. Meanwhile, the couple walks out of the bathroom. It's way higher. All right, we got to take a break. We're running a tad late. Papa Roach is here. We'll talk to them and more with you guys. I'm Stryker and Drew on Loveline. All right, you guys, we're back on Loveline. One more hour to go. Dr. Drew is here. I'm Stryker filling in for Adam Carolla. He's coming back tomorrow. Jacoby is here and Jerry from Papa Roach. Getting Away with Murder came out yesterday. I told the guys off air in a very, who cares if it's in a homo or heterosexual kind of way. You guys look great.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
You guys look in shape. Jacoby, let's go to you first. Done with drinking forever, for a year?
You know what, man? I'm just like...
What's that?
It has to be forever. I'll go right back where he started from.
Well, I don't know if he was addicted or if he just wanted to get healthy for
it. I just can't say
forever.
Didn't
you hear what he described to you a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Today, he's sober.
Today, a day. I just have to go at a day at a
time,
dude.
I'm not a specialist.
Dude.
But, yeah, man.
I don't want you to leave that door open for Jacoby.
I quit boozing, man, right before we... It was funny because I just hit bottom. I was out of control. Okay. And I called it was right before we were coming down to record the record. I called our producer and I'm like, hey, Howard, like, I'm going to get sober when I come down to the record. And he's like, you're going to do what? I'm like, yeah, man, I got to get sober. Like, it's the only way I'm going to do this, you know? And that's going to mess with your flow, man. You can't do that. And I'm like, no, man, I have to.
Your producer needs to be arrested.
No, but you know what I'm saying? He's worked with people that have tried to do it and it's just been a train wreck, you know? And something had to give, and you know, my relationship with my band, my relationship with myself is better, my relationship with my family, like, I just, you know, something had to give. I fell in love with my music again, I fell in love with life again, like, you know, it was just a bad situation, and then I lost some weight too, so that's why I'm so hot.
Now, you think that's from like all the calories and just the lifestyle, and are you working out?
I mean, for me, it was like, I just had to start getting on the treadmill and start running, and me and my wife, we got a personal trainer for like a month. And
right.
She kicked my ass.
Was it the guy on TV, Tony Little?
It was Richard Simmons, man.
Yeah.
Come to the house, you know, in the tight
Dolphin
fit
shirts.
Up, and you know.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I was just a priority, you know. This record is really important to me, and I just want to get in shape and get myself back together, you know. And that was just, the physical part was just another side of it, you know.
So, good for you, though. Staying off the booze.
Thank you very much
straight.
For noticing.
No, seriously, good job on that. admirable. We down the Red Bull.
Speaking of booze.
Yeah, 19, Brittany, Loveline, what's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so tonight my friends and I tried a little experiment, and we poured hard alcohol into my butt.
bottle included or just the liquid
no,
part?
No, poured. Poured.
We used a water bottle, and we cut off the bottom to make it like a funnel.
Oh, that's hot.
And I rubbed soap, like body wash, around the edge so it went in easily. And we
hang on. This is so cool. Your female friends?
Actually, there's two girls and three boys.
I was going to say, this is not... The girls don't think... The guys are the ones going, yeah
use her ass as a deer funnel.
The girls are not doing this.
I was playing Chutes and Ladders growing up. She's pouring booze in the vagina or the butt.
It takes a group of males to force women to behave like
this. Did you get a buzz?
I was really drunk really fast, but then it was gone really
fast. Well, because there's a lot of nerve endings down there.
No, it's actually a highly absorptive area, and you can have alcohol absorbed extremely quickly through the rectum.
Really?
Actually, a friend of mine does wine enemas. I'm not joking you.
For what? Just to get loaded?
Just to get, messed up real quick.
Yeah, well, there you go. Takes all kinds.
You know what's crazy about Brittany?
I got some weird friends.
Is not only did they go for it, but they took the time to, like, build a funnel out of the water bottle. Oh, get the smooth
cream. Did you videotape it?
Listen, guys are, like, freaking mad scientists.
Because my ass wasn't high enough in the air, so as we poured it in the bottle, it kind of just poured back out.
Well, all you need, you can go get a whole enema pack that any pharmacy has.
Yeah, just fleet enema pack and pour the water.
Even really just the water enema thing. You hang it way up here.
So how about this? Yeah. I have this water bottle here. If I put the Red Bull in here and just go for the anus, am I going to be wired instantaneously? can we try it?
You want to do it right now?
Do you have any lubrication?
You spit, man. You whiff. Come on, get creative.
Only if it's yours.
You whiff.
All right, so we're going to use his spit.
No, oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't want to watch you stuff that bottle in your ass.
I know people that used to do ecstasy and stick it right in there instead of putting it through the mouth.
People yeah. are just like, just, I'm just, oh boy.
You Wait. Guys, hold on. You need You've to see Dr. All. Drew right now. Explain this.
He's just like, what's wrong with people these days?
Wayne 25.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey,
I just want to, hey, hang a second, Wayne. If you were like a zookeeper and you suddenly saw the primate cage doing this kind of S, you'd be like, oh my God, these have been overtaken by the, oh my God, the Martians in the primate cage.
People are at home trying it.
Here we go.
At least we don't eat our own poop like them.
Yeah.
But there's people on, no.
They don't need to fling it.
Speaking of that, line 5 right there, Drew, eating poop.
No. Okay. Wayne, 20, all right, 25.
Hey, I don't know how I'm going to back up on that one.
Yeah, don't worry about it. That didn't happen. We didn't have that discussion.
I've been having an erection problem, and I was just wondering if at 25, if Viagra was a good, choice or...
Yeah, I mean, it is something that is designed to treat erectile dysfunction, even in a young person. It's really meant to be for people that have medically related or medically caused erectile dysfunction. Are you on medication or do you have a medical problem?
Oh, no. None of that. None
What's
of
the pro- Why are you losing your erection?
I don't know. It's really strange that, a lot of times right in the middle of having sex, it just down, And
Is that with a condom? Sorry, you guys. Sorry, with a condom or with that?
No, I'm... I've had a vasectomy, so I...
And is with the same partner?
Yeah.
Are you into her? Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely into her. It's just that, I don't know, I was married for a while, and I had the same problem with my ex-wife, and that's kind of what led to the divorce, and that was somewhat prior to Viagra coming on, coming onto the market.
Well, it's kind of putting a Band-Aid on the problem. I don't know what the cause of your erectile dysfunction is, but yeah, absolutely, Viagra would work for you. I have a sneaking suspicion that that would not magically eliminate your sexual concerns because something else is going on here in your interpersonal life that's making this
But if he takes it,
happen.
It least, should. Does it automatically make your penis erect if you take Viagra without even thinking about
it? Do you have to get aroused?
You have to have arousal. Yeah.
What about a guy who gets erections quite easily and takes Viagra?
They'll be longer erections.
Can you go longer without having the orgasm?
No, but you'll have.
But
an
if
erection.
You have an orgasm, you get an erection right away.
You'll keep the erection. Yes.
Damn. Is it bad to take those if you're fine in that department?
A Stryker.
No,
I'm just reading the
Stryker's just checking because he's taking them before. He's just making sure it's okay.
He's not taking them before. He's checking down a list to decide whether he's going to use them. I see the thought bloom over his head.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, if I do this, if I do that.
If this well,
just give it a whirl, Stryker.
I have a friend, that's kind of wondering.
What's the answer? Is it not healthy if you're fine?
It's not healthy.
Okay.
Medications are never healthy when you're healthy. They really aren't. They're not. They're only putting you in harm's way.
Damn you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Damn.
Eric, you're 20 on Loveline with Papa Roach.
Eric,
hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, while I was in Iraq. I'd come back on 2 weeks of leave, and my wife had just taken off, and we also have a daughter together.
Yeesh.
So she just, left her there at the house.
What?
Whoa.
What do you mean?
She was still being taken care of, though. There's other people there. But she had just taken off and was, living with one of her girlfriends, and they were doing, crystal meth and all sorts.
I was going to say, this is a drug addict move.
Stay out that blow.
Yeah, so what's the question?
Well, the question is, it's been a while after that, about a year, and she's not doing that anymore, and she has come into seeing her daughter, and she's interested in trying to get back together with me, and I don't know, I'm kind of interested in getting back together with her, but I don't know if I should.
I think you ought to do it under one condition, and that is that she's actively engaged in a recovery program, and you need to be actively going to Al-Anon with a sponsor. Otherwise, she's going back to drugs.
Yeah, you guys got to know what each other's going through.
Yeah. Unless you're engaged in a process, this is not going to go well.
So even if she hasn't, like, been doing it for a year, she should still get into a rehab program?
Not an inpatient program. She needs to be in a 12-step program in the community. She okay. will go back, and she'll actually, she's, I guarantee you, well, I guarantee you she'll go back, and I'm reasonably certain she's continuing to do something.
Does she, like, smoke pot or drink?
Yeah, I think she does both of those.
All right, so that's what I'm saying, and that's going to escalate eventually, and your daughter, something horrible is going to happen to your daughter as a result, and you don't want that. And the only way she's going to stop this is if you also are engaged in some sort of process like Al-Anon. So really, you got to go if you're really serious about this.
All right, Eric. Let's go to Zach. What's up, Zach? You're on Loveline.
Hey, how's it going?
And by the way, for Eric, God bless him for serving. You know, serving.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Service. Yeah, we just kind of just went right
dude,
over.
Back from Iraq,
you
man.
Say,
that's like,
say hi to him on that. Give him some props on that.
Yes.
On
the line. Eric.
Yes.
Thanks for serving the country.
Thank you.
Being serious. Thanks for going out there. What was it? Terrible condition, obviously terrible conditions, but were you scared for your life every day? Give us a little synopsis of it.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
What was your job?
I was a combat MOS, a 19 Delta Cavalry Scout. And
yeesh.
Wow. Well, while we were there, it really, I don't know, our mindset, we weren't really, like, you know, scared or afraid or anything. And I guess the reason why that would be is all the training that we go through, it just, believe it or not, we actually, you get bored when nothing is happening over there. So when you're under attack or you're going after something, you know, it's actually exciting because other than that, you're sitting around or you're bored. You want something to happen.
And did you feel as though you were useful and did something worthwhile?
I was just going to ask that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I mean, we were over there for about a year and a couple of months. Wow. And after the war, though, really, I don't really think that we were needed there. It was, to me, it was a waste of time.
For troops as highly trained as you guys?
Well, just anybody. I mean, I don't understand, like, they're occupying force, but after that, the rest of our missions that we would do over there was we would escort higher-ranking, like, VIPs, and all that they would do is they would go to oil sites and talk to the Iraqis and try to get the oil from them. That's, like, all we did for our missions after that, pretty much.
Wow.
Until they started revolting in some of the cities, and we had to take those back, but you know, really, that was what most of what we were doing.
Who do you think the bad guys were in the cities?
Who do we think they were?
Yeah.
Well, there was a problem over there because it was, like, really, like, guerrilla war, and you couldn't tell who your enemy was because...
Well, was it the same guys you were fighting in the war, you think, to just sort of regrouped?
Yeah, because we obviously couldn't get everybody, so some former members of the regime and just loyalists to Saddam.
Yeah. Eric,
that's
thank
crazy.
You. Thanks for enlightening us. I'm
dude,
sorry.
We're glad you came back alive, man, straight up.
Sorry, by serving, things get crazy at home, but hopefully she's on the road to recovery and willing to really make some change. So.
Well said. All right, Zach, now you're back. What's going on?
All right. Hi. Sorry about that. I'm, like, really nervous because I'm talking to one of the best doctors out there, Dr. Drew.
Thanks. You're one of the best.
Idol. So, but, hey, I have a question for Papa Roach. I'm
what's
a 14-year-old bassist, and I want to start a band. And I was wondering, what's the step-by-step process for making a song?
The 12-step program to starting a rock and roll band. Nah, man, like, actually, that's when, you know, we were kind of getting interested in playing music ourselves. Like, I've been in Papa Roach since I was 16, you know, and we just were doing it because we wanted to play music. We had love for music, you know, and just, you know, got with friends that had the mutual love and respect for music and just jammed, you know, and it's just like, there's no recipe. Mm-hmm. You just got to go out there and work hard and get down with people that are, you know, love music and not are doing it just to be the cool dude or, you know, and practice.
I
mean, like, do you, like, take lessons or anything like that?
I'm taking a guitar class right now, and I practice bass about 6 hours a day.
That's
six
dope.
Hours a day. Good.
You're
awesome.
On it.
Yep.
Dude, just keep doing that. Dude, keep on that, man. That was, like, Tobin, our bass player.
A couple times for playing my bass too loud.
That's tight. Hey, do you play along with records and stuff like that, or do you read tabs?
I play along with you guys.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome. Hey, do you have your bass handy?
No, I do not, actually.
Oh, damn.
I wish so.
Damn.
Oh, do you got friends that you're going to start jamming with here soon?
Yeah. I was just, like, wondering, like, I know you guys, like, write a song, the lyrics out first, but then do you have the guitars play next, the basses, and then...
I mean, we'll just, like, jam on a riff usually, you know? Just jam on a riff, put a beat to it, and then eventually I'll come around with some lyrics, you know, after a song is written. You know, there's no real set formula. You just kind of go with the flow. That's what being a musician and being in a band is it's about freedom, you know? It's about doing it whichever way you want to do it, yes. You know?
I'm the...
Zach, do you have the new Papa Roach CD?
No, I'm...
Like, dude, you got to go get it.
I do not have... I'm broke right now, and I owe a lot of money on my cell phone bill.
Get yourself a job,
Yeah, I know.
All right, Zach.
Take care, buddy.
I just want to add, you guys were the first CD I ever bought.
Oh, sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
That's radical.
And the only one, evidently. So,
broke.
Ralph, 21.
That's cool, man.
Hey, Ralph.
Come on, man.
I like that.
What's up, dude?
Not much. First, I want to start off with, for some reason, I got a four-year-old little boy, and yeah. Papa Roach is the only CD he'll ever listen to.
No, he's like, Papa Roach. Why.
So, yeah. Just... start off there. But anyway.
I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not.
It was.
We started out with, I think it was God knows why.
You're one of the best doctors out there, by the way.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm 21, and I cheated on my girlfriend. And
that happens.
I told her. I'd moved out for a couple weeks, but I told her, I came home, and just want to know what's the chance of us actually staying together, because, of course, this is totally... that's all she can think about is me cheating on her. And it comes up like 20 times a day.
Yo, check this out. I kind of went through some crazy stuff like this myself. And it's really just a matter if you're done being a dog. Are you done being a dog?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and it's like, it's just a matter of you guys sitting down and really talking about it and going through it and see if it's actually worth, you know, working through this. Because it's definitely not easy for a chick to forgive her man for doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she took it kind of hard. She was getting like physically getting sick and stuff, you know what I mean? So, but we'd split up. I'd left and moved out, took all my stuff, moved out. You know, I figured it was over. That's why it happened. But then I came back because I came to see my boy, and then he grabbed a hold of me like he hadn't seen me in 5 years, you know what I mean? And I decided then it's time for me to come home, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. If you have a child involved, you got to figure this out.
Yeah, man, try to get some counseling or work through that.
Doesn't matter whether she can or can't get over it. You have to. She has to be a mom now, and that's ahead of all of their priorities. That means getting over this.
All right, Ashley, what's up? You're 20 on Love Line.
Hi. I was just curious. I was affected. Well, I had two situations that happened when I was younger. One when I was in high school, and one when. I was about 6 years old, and I was curious if any of my depression problems from that would affect my son in any way, like if it's a genetic thing or if it's just like...
Well, no, tell us what happened. What happened when you were six?
My grandpa actually tried drowning me in a hot tub.
Grandfather tried drowning you?
Yes.
Why? I mean, what was he not? Was he drunk or was he...
No.
What was happening?
Actually, I want to say he's completely normal, but at the same time, obviously he's not if he's doing that.
Did you fight him off if you're six, and why didn't you drown completely? Who stopped him? What happened?
My sister did. My sister was in the hot tub when it happened. She thought he was just kidding around because we used to kind of toss us in the hot tub and we kind of jumped in type thing.
Did he molest you also?
That's what I'm wondering.
What's that?
Did he touch you, molest you?
Not that I remember. He never did anything sexual like that. It was just he held my head under the water and my hair got stuck into the jet type thing, I guess you can say. And I got stuck under there and he obviously didn't try helping me get out. My sisters even like told me things. At the time, I never remembered it. And then lately, over the last like 2 or 3 years, I've been starting to get more memories of it. And I'll ask my sister about it and she agrees with me.
Well, is he still alive?
I don't know why, honestly. Is he
still alive?
Yeah.
There's still story. There's missing pieces to this story, but whatever. Okay, what was the other thing that happened to you?
I was raped my sophomore year of high school by a boyfriend, and we were actually going to a school dance, and we never ended up going. He left me up at he did it to me at a school parking lot, and...
Not in a hot tub?
No. Okay. This was a boyfriend... that I'd had, and he did it to me up at a high school or at an elementary school in our neighborhood area and left me there, and I had to walk home.
Yeesh.
Now, that just ain't right.
But that kind of victimization does suggest that something more explicit happened to you growing up.
And I don't have any memories of anything like that happening.
All right, anyway, and so what's your question now?
I've been having more depression problems of that from those incidents, and I was curious if any of that could affect my son. Like, if it's a genetic thing or if it's more just me.
A mom being depressed has a profound effect on children. So, yes, you just being depressed can have an effect on the child's development. So, A, that can have an effect. B, you are some kind of trauma survivor. It's not the usual situation. I'm not clear what happened to you or what kind of craziness was going on in your family.
She was almost drowned at six.
But absolutely, when you come from a crazy family system, that's going to be brought to bear on your child. And if you've been abused, you have about a 60% chance of being an abuser yourself. Okay, so there's a lot of things here. Yes, get some treatment, get some help with this so you don't act it out. You know, one of the ways some parents think to themselves, well, my parents were so abused, I'm never going to be like that. And they go to other extreme. Yeah. Anytime your parenting is influenced by your upbringing in the sense that you're totally avoiding or totally imitating, whichever it is, things that happened that were traumatizing when you were a child, it's all going to have bad effects on the kids. You can't let the ghosts of the past come to bear in the present.
Now, how come sometimes, and I hear it on the show all the time when I'm here and just listening to you guys, a victim at whatever, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old
seeks victimization?
Becomes a victim again.
I know, it's amazing.
At like 17 or 18.
It's amazing.
Why do you think?
No one knows.
Okay.
There is something called a repetition compulsion. When people are traumatized, they are compulsed to repeat the trauma over and over again. And I think there's even something more specifically that happens, that the things that were terrorizing in childhood become a source of attraction in adulthood.
Wow.
Once the hormones turn on, the terror is converted into attraction and arousal, and super attractive.
Maybe
to
that's
it.
Why people are into like S&M and stuff like that.
Well, there's
like
there's that, and there's also crazy bad relationships.
Yeah.
Why do I keep going for that kind of guy?
Yeah, beats me.
Yeah, but lo and behold, dad was that first guy, or my Uncle Joe, or whatever, and then that got wired in, and now I didn't think it was another one of those guys again, but for some reason I was super attracted to that guy. Well, guess what? If you have a trauma history, you got to learn to read your attractions and not go after this person you're super attracted to. Unfortunately, you can't because
your wiring's messed up.
Yeah, your wiring's messed up from the trauma.
That's crazy.
Hey, let's tease Frank, so to speak, before we go to break.
Okay.
Let's see if it's even legit. Frank, 16, what's up? You're on Love Line.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Stryker? What's up, Dr. Drew? I've been listening to you guys since like I was 12.
Cool.
Yeah.
3 years ago. Okay.
So what happened?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right. So I have a question. As you guys know, I'm 16. I don't have such a small penis, but I don't have a rather average sized penis for my age. It's like 2.5 inches unerected.
Penises aren't generally. They don't
measure it.
They don't register it as non erect.
Yeah, you gotta work it up, dude.
So you're gonna register.
Then get out the ruler.
If you're gonna register your penis, it's gotta be erect.
Huh?
That's the Geneva Convention.
Don't measure when it's not erect.
Well, erected, it's like 5.25.
Good times.
You're all right, man. You're going to be okay.
I don't know if you're all right. You're not.
You're 5.5, okay. 16, first of all. You've got 5 more years
of
growth.
He's got time to grow, dude.
And 5.5 is actually normal.
Is the penis like fingernails or hair? It'll always grow.
No. Sorry, Stryker.
Yeah.
You want it to be like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, you know, it's like the older you get, your nose and your ears grow.
Right.
And
that's
your
what
penis
I'm saying.
Doesn't go with it. Damn.
No, they just get the ear hair and the nose hair. And that's
damn. Right. Well, Frank, good luck with the 5-inch penis. Sorry about that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's play another Papa Roach song.
We're
going to do that from the new CD.
Sounds good.
And hang out with the guys a little bit more, and we'll do that right after this on Loveline. Yeah, we're back here on Loveline. Got a half hour more with Papa Roach. I'm Stryker, and Dr. Drew is here. We're about to play another P. Roach song. We've been talking about the record a bunch tonight. It came out yesterday.
Yes, Getting Away with Murder in stores.
All right, let's talk about, super quick, a tour. Is it set yet in the States? First, you're going where? Where are you going, London or something?
Well, after I do this show tonight, I'm going home having a baby, kicking it with my family for a few.
Okay.
And then we go to Europe, and we're doing a tour of Europe for like 2.5 weeks. And then we come back to the United States October 20th. We start a tour in Florida, and we'll be doing that for like probably through the holidays and ending up with doing some radio shows and stuff like that. So if kids want to know exactly where we're going to be, just go on paparoach.com.
Very nice. You know? And there's going to be a headlining tour in the States.
Yes, headlining tour. We're doing like 1,000 to 2,000 seat venues on this tour, just, you know, theaters, just killing them.
You guys have played with...
Name it.
The big, exactly. Name every it. Single band.
Yeah, Eminem, Limp Bizkit, Korn, Green Day, you know, AFI, every, name it. We've been out there.
What size venues is it set? What size you're going to do on this tour? Because I know you just did the club thing here in the
theaters,
States.
Like theater size. Perfect. You know, 1,000 to 2,000 seat places, and we just want to pack them out and have, you know, good vibes. You know, it's always like, whenever I go see concerts, I usually go see them at like that size venue, and it's always just the best experience because it's still personal, but it's still big rock.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be a good run for us, and we're not exactly sure which bands we're taking out. We've been talking to 36 Crazy Fists, and they're like kind of like a hardcore band on Roadrunner Records. And so trying to put together a build that's a little bit different, you know, and bands that don't all sound the same. So it's going to be a good time. And I think this album's going to be a really good touring record for us because, you know, these songs just rock.
And I mentioned
it earlier.
We got
anthems on this one.
Yeah, you got to see Papa Roach. I mean, they take pride in being a live band, and they do it good.
Oh, yes.
Really good. All right, let's shut the hell up and play a song.
Yes.
All right, from Papa Roach and the new CD, this song is called Take Me.
Take me and let me in. Don't break me and shut me out.
All right.
My bad.
It's all good.
Dude, that's the part you talk over at the end of the song.
No, I don't like doing that.
Oh, it's all good.
I thought it was done. You had one more Take Me in there.
Yeah, man.
Jacoby singing right there. Jerry's here and Jacoby from Papa Roach, and that was called Take Me from Get Away with Murder. Came out yesterday.
Yeah, man. We actually were... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, your third record, right?
Yeah, third album. Yeah. Third one with a major label. We're on, actually, we got changed around. We're on Geffen Records now.
Yep.
So new record label for us, and it's been really cool, man. Actually, when we were making the record... we kind of didn't have a record label for a little while.
Wow.
So we were tripping. We're like, I don't know if we're going to be able to put this out. You know, we just put our nose to the grindstone and just said, know what, let's just focus, make a rock record that we love, and things will work out. And then we ended up at Geffen, and they loved the album, and, you know, things are just good.
Now, when you end up at Geffen from DreamWorks, right?
Yes.
Is that, did you go to Geffen because they said, we want that band, or did most bands from DreamWorks end up at Geffen?
This is what happened. DreamWorks got bought out by Universal, so some of the bands went to
Interscope.
Okay. And then some of the bands went to Geffen.
Got it.
And we went to Geffen, and everybody there is really backing us.
Jordan, sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. The man.
I was just hanging out with Jordan today. Yeah.
Jordan,
Polly Anthony, you know, Jen Littleton, all types of good folks there, man.
Exactly.
Spivak,
the author.
Tommy Daly.
All right. Let's take a few more calls here before we have to go. Where are we going?
Sheila, 19.
All right, Sheila, 19. You're on with Papa Roach. Love line.
Hi. My boyfriend wants to have a threesome with one of my best friends. And
woohoo!
Yeah, fun. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of nervous about it because I've done it before with her and one of her ex-boyfriends, and ever since I mentioned to him, he's like, let's do it.
Of course. Guy's probably beside himself.
A, he's a guy. B, you've done it before, so he knows you're somewhat experienced. Your relationship will be most likely not how it is now after
right.
the threesome.
It will ruin the relationship, but in a way, it's already ruined because this guy's going to be so overtaken with the idea that there's some guy that was able to do this with my girlfriend and not me that he's not going to let it go. He's not going to let it go. And when he finally does get a chance to do this, things are going to come up that are that are going to screw up your relationship.
I saw a movie one time where it was like this guy, his fantasy was to get another chick into the sack. And what happens is the wife finally goes, okay, we'll bring this other girl in. And the guy gets kicked out of the bed pretty much.
Right.
And the two girls are going out, and the guy's sitting on the outside like, I thought this was about me.
But that's about as good as it can get. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The kinds of feelings that people are sort of... that come up in situations like this can be extremely unpredictable and very unpleasant, usually.
Yeah.
But then again, you're 19. How old is he?
He's 19, too.
I give it a whirl.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get married, most likely. You haven't been with him that long.
Whatever. Meg, 23.
Give it a whirl.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Howdy.
My question is, I started dating a girl about 2 months ago. I'm a lesbian. And we just had sex a couple days ago, and I went down on her, and she came, and she sounded like a goose, and I don't know exactly how to bring it up to her.
The vagina was goose-sounding, or her mouth was goose-sounding?
No, her noise. Like, it sounded like a goose.
Can you make that noise? Can you remake the noise for us?
Well, please? It was like a honking noise, like honk. I don't know how to say it exactly. like that. So
you're going to loop that one.
That's bad.
Put that one on loop, too. That's not very sexy.
Yeah, right? Not so much.
Or you can look at it like, look, you are so good, you made her sound like a freaking goose.
Did you laugh?
No, it's hard because, I mean, I stopped. I don't know what to do. I get nervous.
Did you crack up? Like,
yeah, so I don't know if I should bring it up to her and talk to her about it.
Didn't she wonder why you were laughing?
Well, I didn't really laugh. It just startled me.
Hey, did she do it the whole time or just when she came?
Just when she came.
Well, then, you know, deal with it.
You should see the noises and hear the body convulsions and where my eyeball's going, what I'm doing when I'm in that thing. I mean,
no, thank you.
You should see my O-glow, Dr.
No,
Drew.
Thank you.
The O-glow. I haven't heard that before,
it's
the O-glow.
It's great. Are we done with Meg? No,
if
we're not.
Done with us. Is that it? I don't know.
Don't
what
worry
to tell
about
you.
It, Meg. You just did a good job.
Dude, put a sock in her mouth.
You kind of bring it up if it's troubling to you. Just say this.
Well, I mean, I really like her. I want to be, you know, with her. It's just, I don't know. It just bugs me, you know. I don't know how to bring it up to her or what. I mean, she should know about it, obviously.
Maybe that has that happened since the first time?
Well, we've only had it once, so.
Maybe it was just a one-time thing. Maybe just one of those
things.
That's
her style. She makes goose noise. Have you guys seen the movie Porky's?
Yes.
What was that girl called, like the hound dog or something dog? Every time she had sex, she was like,
oh, she was, oh, yeah, yeah. The gym teacher.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would have sex in where they keep all the balls,
see,
so to speak.
Go.
Yep. Miss Ballbreaker. It had a mole on it.
Amy?
What's up, Amy? You're 21.
Oh, hi. My boyfriend can't keep an erection, like, when he's about to have sex with me.
So before he's able to penetrate, he loses it.
Yeah, like any other time, like oral, any other time he can keep an erection, but but he gets on top of me and, you know, is ready to go in and can't because...
Bad times.
Is he like 60 years old?
Huh?
Is he old?
He's 20.
Oh, well then, there's something's going on.
Is he wearing a condom?
Huh?
Is he wearing a condom?
No, I'm on birth control.
God.
Maybe you're just intimidating to him. I don't know.
Does he have any medical problems?
No, not as far as I know.
Is he on any medication?
I don't think so.
Is he doing drugs or alcohol when this happens?
No.
But he's good when she goes down on him.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's many, many different reasons why guys get this on a psychological basis, and only he knows what it is for him.
Well, he doesn't, though, because he's like, he's just as concerned about it as I am.
It's never happened before with anybody else?
No.
Has he ever had sex with anybody?
If you want to talk to him, you can. He's right here.
You want to talk to him?
Hold on one second. Before we talk to him, there's been like 3 or 4 calls about losing erections.
Yeah.
I'm feeling jinxed myself right now. Like, I swear to God, if I go home and I don't get one, I'm blaming. I feel so, my mind is messing with me.
The
right
show's
now.
Jinxing you right
no,
now.
No, I swear to God, it's jinxing me.
Yeah.
Why don't you go in the bathroom and check?
No, I want to.
Do
seriously, we have videos in the other room.
Well, whether or not we're able to get to the bottom of the psychology, there, as we've talked about earlier in the show tonight, there are medications now available that will take care of this.
There you go.
And although you wouldn't particularly be enthusiastic about using it on a 20-year-old, it could really help him. And I would think somebody like this, once he sort of got some momentum going, you know, you got him over the hump, so to speak, or into the hump. he might not need the erectile medication after the while.
So I want to try Viagra so bad.
Levitra, Viagra, or Cialis.
Tonight's the night.
I don't have any, though. Raphael Palmero.
I know a guy.
Of it in my office.
I know a guy.
You know a guy? Really? Yeah,
who could get you those things?
I'll come by the hotel and grab it from you.
The closet's full of that stuff in my office.
Can you bring some, please? Can I have one?
No.
Why would you not give it to me?
Because you're not my patient. It's unethical. It's inappropriate.
Just say it. All right, fine.
Boundary problem. Take a break.
All right. We're taking a break right now?
Yeah.
Break.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to find some freaking Viagra here, get ourselves some hard-ons, and we'll be back.
Oh, God.
We'll be back with Papa Roach after these words.
That's a stinky groove right there.
It's good, huh?
That's a good groove.
All right, that's Papa Roach here hanging out in the studio, 50% of them, Jacoby and Jerry. Make sure and tell Dave and Tobin I say what's up.
We will.
And tell Dave's parents if you see him I say hello also.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, they were on my TV show when they allowed me on TV back then.
What'd they do? They were like, we ain't having you no more. You're gone.
Who, the TV people?
Yeah.
That particular TV people, we did like 60 of them, but since then, I've done a little here and there. I've said no to some things, but anyone listen, I'm back in the ballgame, if you know what I mean.
He's doing adult features.
Yes, exactly, and I'm good at it. Get those blue pills going. Papa Roach's CD, if you've been listening, you already know it came out yesterday. If you're just tuning in, Getting Away with Murder came out yesterday. Their third big label record. It's exciting. They'll be touring the States after they come back from... I guess you call it, is it overseas?
Going to Europe.
What, is that wrong?
October 20th.
Is that what you guys call that?
It's kind of like an old man thing to say.
It is?
Yeah.
When you go overseas.
October 20th, Florida.
See, right now we are stateside.
Yeah.
And that's what we call
it. We're stateside. We're in Culver City, California. Let's talk to Casey, 15, on Loveline. What's up?
Hi. I just recently broke up with my boyfriend. And I broke up with him because he didn't want to hurt me and do it himself, but he says that he wants to see other people, but at the same time, he won't let me do anything with anyone else or let me go out with anyone else, and he doesn't want me to be with anybody else.
That's if he were still your boyfriend.
A-hole.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him to piss off.
So you broke up, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's good. You did the right thing.
Okay,
do not obsess about this guy. Do not think about getting him back. Do not figure out how you're going to change him. Let it go.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Good girl.
Perfect.
Take care now.
Go to 6th. I like that. Andrew, 14 on Loveline.
Yeah, hi. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes?
Yeah, I masturbate a lot, and I want to know if that, affects the growth of your penis. Like, will it stop it?
Hey, wait, how old are you? You're 14?
Yeah.
Do you even, your voice will change, of course, but do you even have any liquid coming out when you're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
14. So you're going.
The voice hasn't really hit the.
14.
Hey, man.
Well, now, what is a lot?
A lot, like one or two times a day.
Normal.
That's all right.
Jacoby's like disappointed. Like,
I'm like, come on, like five or six at least, bro. Come on.
On the school bus, you got to do it at least once.
Well, like,
so, no, it will not stop the penis from growing. No, it will not.
It may even help it since you're tugging on it all the time. That's what I was told.
The number's going to go
Who
up.
Who told That's you right. that?
You know, my friends, my certain circle of friends.
Your dad or the,
no,
the clergy?
Going to Bellagio. The clergy?
Your priest. Who told you that?
Rabbi Schwartz told me. I was going to Bellagio Road Elementary School.
Oh,
and
weird is that?
We were playing
yeah, you
handball.
Know what? Dude, just enjoy
the Bellagio's
yourself,
old
kid.
Enough for there to be an to you for you to have been at elementary school.
What's named that? After,
in Vegas?
No, in here in LA. Here in LA. Right. Yeah. Now Bellagio, what do you mean after the hotel?
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god."
Yes, I went to school in the casino
well,
next to the
Bellagio. You know, wait. Hey, listen.
On my plate,
hey,
huh?
That's not my point. Yeah. The point is that every street going north, south or whatever it was, east west in Vegas has got a hotel name. Flamingo Road,
right.
Tropicana Road, whatever, Riviera Road. And I thought, oh my God, it's a Bellagio Road.
No.
And you're young enough to have been at an elementary school? That, no,
I went out here. I went to Bellagio Road, then Palisades Village School.
And then Motel 6 Road School.
There right. And then the No-Tail Motel.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, so it's not going to shrink, by the way. Ravey, 18?
Reve.
A big pardon. Punk.
Overseas
Get
name.
It right.
What's up?
Well, I just recently broke up with my boyfriend. And he still comes over and he still wants to sleep with me.
Of course.
I was wondering,
of course.
Should I tell him that it's completely over or should I just be like, well, we need to get back together or what? I don't know. I'm just like really confused because
he's not wanting to get back together. Do not confuse him wanting to sleep with you with him wanting to get back together. Those are two entirely different things.
Yeah. Because he tells me that I'm special and I'm too special for him.
Yeah, that's so he will. That's so he'll have you'll have sex with him, Ravey. Ravey.
Yeah.
That's so you'll have sex with him only. That's not to get you back.
So he just wants the sex.
He just wants to hit it.
Just
when he
wants
to.
The sex. If he wanted you back, he'd be interested in getting you back, not having the sex. Those are two completely different components of the male mind. Completely.
Okay.
And please don't get confused that because he's having sex with you, he still A, loves you, or B, wants to get back. No.
Okay.
Not related.
Okay.
All right. That's
good.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Rough and Edge on, where are we going? Oh, we're going to one?
Yeah.
Jennifer? That's Rough and Edge backwards, Jennifer. Awesome. You're 19, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Pardon me for being confused.
Sorry. Reve. Okay. What's going on?
I've been with the same person since I was 15.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. That's the problem with being with somebody when you're 15. Did you have sex with him when you were 15?
Yeah.
This is what happens. They get bound to somebody because of those intense feelings. Hmm. And it's somebody that if she met now, she'd spend a few weeks dating and then kind of get on with it. But because it was that early bonding, it's very hard to let go of that.
Get them while they're young.
So, what's the deal?
When we have sex, it really hurts. It's like having a cramp. But
in the abdomen, in the pelvic
right.
area.
Yeah, it's just like when I get cramps because I don't have periods at all.
Why?
I just finally went to the doctor about that. The doctor had said that I had polycystic ovary syndrome.
Okay, well there you go. You don't ovulate. You're polycystic ovarian, and that hurts. The ovaries can be tender.
Okay.
Ovarian cysts. So what's your question?
Pretty much, like, I guess I kind of would answer my question. I just...
Are you overweight?
Huh?
Are you overweight?
Yeah, I am overweight.
Yeah,
don't
get
like
too long.
It much, but
it's
I am.
And are you diabetic?
That was another thing. He had
All right, so here's the deal. Strike won't let me talk to you anymore. The insulin resistance from the polycystic ovarian syndrome's got to be dealt with. The excess weight is probably the reason, or at least a contributory reason to why you have this problem. Mm-hmm. Lose the weight, diabetic diet, get back on exercise. Get cycling again. Don't worry about the pain when you have intercourse. That's the least of your problems.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. Yes. I wish we ended on a different call because that's my last call until Corolla comes back. But that was fun as hell with Papa Roach. But we're going to sign off with you guys.
Woo-hoo!
In a minute, but,
sounds good. We'll hang out.
All right, cool. We'll be back after this on Loveline. Hold on. Peace. All right, wrapping up Loveline here with Papa Roach. Thanks, you guys.
It's been a nice night, man. Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Appreciate it, Dr. Drew.
Thanks for talking, guys.
Of course. Thanks for dealing with me. And once again, keep up the live shows, man. That's my favorite part about your band.
Oh, yes. Got to come see us live. We're coming to a theater near you.
Definitely. And the CD came out yesterday. Go and get it. Getting Away with Murder.
Yes.
And Jacoby, good luck with the brand new child. Hopefully it's a happy, healthy
birth. Yeah, man. I'm so excited. I'm like, in the next few days, it's on.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Cool. Jerry, hopefully you'll sing while the baby's coming out.
Yep.
And play a little guitar or something when it's coming out.
Just picture it in your head.
Yeah. All right. Drew, thanks, man.
Riker,
you make it so easy.
Dude.
Nice. And to all the callers, thanks for being so cool. That's it. Adam's coming back tomorrow. So for Dr. Drew and the guys from Papa Roach.
Peace and chicken grease.
I am Stryker saying goodbye.
Make love to the butthole.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.